Good morning and welcome to Live from FM 91, conversation and performance with some of the area's finest musicians and visiting guest artists. I'm your host, Brad Cresswell, and we just heard from the acoustic string duo of Jacob Warren and Grant Flick. Together they are Warren and Flick. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
So we heard the nickel harpa, I guess, in that first piece that you played. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so in that tune called Basin, I'm playing nickel harpa. This is Grant Flick here. And the nickel harpa is a little hard to describe without seeing it. This is definitely something I would encourage listeners.
It's kind of a violin and an accordion wrapped into one.
Yeah, like go look this up on the internet. Nickel harpa, NYCKELHARPA. And it's a Swedish keyed fiddle. So if you imagine kind of like an elongated violin that sits in your lap, and then there's these wooden sticks, which are these keys that stick out of it, and you press those to get different notes, and there's all these extra strings called sympathetic strings, so that's why it sounds like it has reverb added to it.
Yeah.
It's very much its own instrument. Yeah.
Well, it's cool to see you playing it also. I mean, you've been on this program a long time ago when you were just starting out. And it's nice to see that you blossomed, you know, into sort of this wonderful musician with multiple instruments. And I like to think that maybe we had a very small part to do with that. Jacob, you play the bass. Can you tell us about your instrument, just the actual instrument itself?
Yeah, so my instrument is actually pretty young for a bass. It's I've had it almost all of its life. It was made in 2010. And I think the thing that makes my instrument somewhat unique is really the tuning. I'm playing in, and you'll hear throughout the program today, that we're doing a collection of tunes that use this tuning that is called solo tuning. So it's the top three strings are a little bit higher, and it makes the bass ring in a different way. And so when I was actually writing that first tune bass in, it was really exciting to me to try and write something that rang on the bass in a way that mimicked the nickel harpa and try to get that kind of ring together. So that's that bass you've heard on the first track. And there's another more interesting weird bass that will come later. So stay tuned for that.
Maybe you can introduce the next piece for us.
Sure. So the next piece is pretty special to me. This is like the anthem of bass players. So there was a great conductor in the 1800s named Giovanni Battistini. He also happened to be a bass soloist, which was not a thing at the time. And so the only outlet he really had, mainly for performing, was between the acts of his operas he was conducting, he'd write pieces to be performed on solo bass. And so this next tune is an adaptation of one of his more famous pieces. It's called The Elegy. Normally it's done with piano, but for our album, we decided we wanted to rework it with Grant on tenor guitar, and I think it's a really nice fit for the mood of the piece.
Thank you.
Jacob Warren and Grant Flick. Warren and Flick, they were performing music from their album Cormorants. I've got both of you at the microphone. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about the album and the music that we're hearing today.
For sure. So this is our third record that we've done together. Third record as the duo. We have a lot of recording projects under our belt at this point, but this is a really special one. It's a great mix of a lot of original pieces and a fair amount of covers too, from different traditions that we come from musically. So you'll hear, for example, like the Bottesini that you just heard. A little later we'll play like an American old-time fiddle tune. We have a Swedish traditional fiddle tune on there as well, but I think it represents what it's like to see Warren and Flick as a duo live in a recorded format very transparently. Like, you get all these different instruments, you get all these different sounds, really sort of different soundscapes that you kind of think like, wow, a duo can do all these things. And I think that's something that we strive for in this project, is to find all these little different kind of biomes for what our music can do, basically.
Yeah, and you've done arrangements, I guess, of this stuff for whatever instruments you're playing at the time. I can't imagine that the repertoire is very big for bass and, you know, whatever smattering of guitar instruments.
No,
instruments that you use.
Yeah, we actually write probably like 80 to 90% of what we play is original compositions and arrangements. And then what we don't write, we do definitely arrange. And since we love these formats and these instrumentations, we've actually started publishing some of our music, like you could read it down, sheet music arrangements for bass and violin, for example. And so we have about four different pieces that we've written and published arrangements for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed that you two like to sort of stand close together. You've obviously been together for a while. I wonder if you can tell us about the genesis of this group, Warren and Flick.
For sure. Yeah. So Jacob and I met at the Acoustic Music Seminar, which was a program at the Savannah Music Festival in Georgia for a number of years. We met there in 2015 the first time, and we had to go all the way to Georgia to find out that we were working together. But it's a very special program that brought together like 16 young string musicians from many different kinds of backgrounds musically. And the idea was that we would get to work on original music with people under the age of 22, which I think is very rare in that sort of format to find something like that. It was spearheaded by Mike Marshall, a great mandolin and multi-instrumentalist, recorded with Turtle Island String Quartet, David Grisman Quintet as well, and duo with Daryl Anger, for example. So lots of heroes there. And the amazing thing was you'd work on original music all day, and then you'd have these master classes with visiting artists at the festival. So like, you could go learn a tune for 2 hours that you've never heard before, arrange it with a group of people you just met, and then all of a sudden you're playing it for like Bela Fleck out of nowhere in a master class. So it's a very intense kind of setting, nothing really like it, but really amazing place to learn sort of how do you make your own music, how can you collaborate with people maybe that are like on paper you would never expect that you'd get to make this music together. So that's sort of where this duo started. We met there. I grew up in Bowling Green, Ohio. Jacob grew up in the Ann Arbor area. So then we got back from that and we're like, let's keep doing this and see what happens. So we've been going at it now for about 10 years.
Yeah, I think the irony is that despite it being such a small program, Grant and I never once got placed in the same ensemble while we were down there the first year. We obviously knew each other. It was only 16 people, but we never got to play music together the whole time. And when we got back up here, yeah, we only lived less than an hour apart and didn't know each other existed. And Grant called me up and was like, "Hey, do you want to jam?" Maybe because we had never gotten to play. And yeah, that was about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
and the rest is history, as they say. We should mention your website, warrenandflick.com.
Correct.
And if people want to get one of your albums, they can go to your website. What do we have next? What are we going to play next?
Yeah, so next up, we're going to play another tune on tenor guitar here with bass. This is a piece that I wrote called Water and Soap. It's inspired by this Chris Thiele tune called Ham and Cheese on his record with Edgar Meyer, so another plectrum and bass album. But that tune had this quote behind it by this great guitar player named Clarence White, and he was quoted as saying that he only had time to choose the ham and cheese in order to either eat or shower before a gig. And I was in a similar conundrum at this mandolin camp where I was teaching composition. So I thought I should write something for the class, found myself in the same sort of time crunch, and I chose differently. So this is Water and Soap.
Warren and Flick on Live from FM 91. Thank you. The duo of Jacob Warren and Grant Flick, together they are Warren and Flick. They're performing here in our Dana Performance Studio at WGTE. It's live from FM 81. I'm Brad Cresswell. We just heard another track from their album, Cormorant. Your website says that you're performers, you're composers, and educators. And Grant, you talked about that a little bit. But I wonder if you can dive into the education component of your duo. I wonder if you can talk about your educational efforts.
Yeah, I think for Grant and I, it's really foundational to why we do what we do. The quality of education that we were really fortunate to have growing up shaped how we make and think about music. And so I think for us, it's really not a thought at all that we want to be giving back in that educational space. And even for us, I think our first gig together, we really lucked out. We got invited to play, well, not to play, to teach at the Lima City Schools for a whole week when you were still in high school.
I think I was still in high school, yeah.
This was like our first big gig, and we went down for a whole week and did residencies K through 12 and started arranging music together at that time and played a concert. And we just kind of fell in love with the process of describing music and inspiring students who already played music to explore what's possible on their instruments. So since then, Grant and I have done a lot of work in the educational space. We spend a lot of times traveling around, and so we like to, whenever possible, visit schools, whether that is kindergartens, up through high schools, up through colleges. We've kind of done it all. And we like to show them, you know, that, hey, whatever music you're interested in, you can actually make that on whatever instrument you're interested in or whatever instrument you happen to play. I think for Grant and I, we have such a wide range of interests, some of them that, you know, don't really fit violin or don't really fit bass. But we've found ways to kind of take the things we like about those genres that might not normally be played and translate them into our own music. And so we really want to impress that upon young musicians that you can take these things that you're learning how to do and you can make them yours. And that's the fun part.
As we said before, we can find more information at your website, which is warrenandflick.com. Warren with two R's and Flick like you're flicking something, right?
Yes.
That's warrenandflick.com. Now, you're changing instruments, both of you, I think, for this last piece. What do you have to tell us about that?
Yeah, for sure. So this last tune that we're going to hear is originally called Streak O' Fat, Streak O' Lean. We first heard this on a Brittany Haas record, who's a great American fiddle player. And I think we both misheard the name initially, and we thought it was Steak O' Fat, Steak O' Lean. So we took kind of a minimalist approach on this one. It's now just Steak on the record. But
you're making me hungry.
Yes. Yeah. So on this track, I'll be playing 5-string violin, but in a funny tuning. So I have a low C and then a G, as you'd normally have on the bottom two strings, but then my top three strings are tuned down to C, G, D on the top three. And this is sort of to mimic like the cross tunings that you'd find in traditional American fiddling, and I'll let Jacob explain what he's got going on this tenor bass.
Yeah, so this is an instrument that we've incorporated into more than a few tracks now, but it's a very special bass because, to my knowledge, there's nothing else like it. It's quite a bit higher than a bass.
Yeah.
But it also, because of the weird way I've strung it up, can't play lower than a cello. So it's kind of a compressed instrument in this mid-range and definitely heavily inspired by this cross-tuning world of fiddling that Grant was talking about. And so when we were looking to create this arrangement of this tune we both love, it made sense to try and find a tuning that really matched Grant, and I think the result is quite interesting. Thank you.
Traditional American tune from the ensemble of Jacob Warren and Grant Flick. Together they are Warren and Flick, and I'd like to thank both of you for spending time with us at FM 91.
Thanks so much for having us in, yeah.
You've been listening to Live from FM 91. The broadcast engineer for our program is Logan Cooney. I'm your host and producer, Brad Cresswell. Thanks for joining us today here on your public radio station, FM 91.